it gives off. If you cut this one down, it grows up again. Oh, Shrosham Reuben has a lot of roots. The Afilo Koruka Shabalam Boyas and the Shows, even though the wind comes and blows on it, and Maziz Maslaka, it doesn't move. Elohu Haylechu Bo Imoyim, it moves with the wind, it bends down, that's all. Kivan Shabbemi Muharuchas, when the winds stop, Omad Konabim Koimai, the reed comes up again. That's the way Klaiyasa will be, even though Hashem will hit us, knock us down, but we'll still be here, we'll come up again. That was the curse of Achiyo HaShaleini. But Avu Bima Marosha, Birchon, he gave us the bracha, which means he wanted to give us the curse. Just Hashem changed it over to bracha, but he said, for Eretz, he said we should be like a cedar tree. In other words, he wanted to curse us like an Eretz. And therefore, my Eretz is just like the cedar tree. Ze'ena oimei b'mokamayim. Eretz. My Eretz is there. Just like the cedar tree. Ena oimei b'mokamayim. It does not grow near the water. Ushriyashim mu'otim. Its roots are small. The ein gizoy machlip, it does not grow. If you cut it down, that's it. Afilo now call the ruka shabbat. The normal winds come. When my shovels by and blow on it, ein maziz naisim ukaima. True, you can't move it from its place. But kivon shenasha by ruach remus, when the south wind comes, that's the strong wind. Miyad ekrosoy. When the wood couldn't knock it down, it's finished. Miyad uproots it. For if chosay upon it, it turns it over on its face. So that's the way Bilam wanted to curse Klai Yisrael, that we should be knocked down for good. That's the bracha. That's the bracha.
What's the bracha? What's that? False. It means you should be tall and strong. It means both ways. Yeah, he wanted to curse us. Depends how it is. If you look the way it's standing, it looks tall and beautiful. If you want to curse, it should be the way when it's knocked down. It's terrible, because once it's knocked down, it's finished. So you give it a bracha, you should be nice the way it's standing. The color means how it is when it's knocked down. So when it's down, you know, they say, the taller you are, the harder you fall, you know. So you give a guy a bracha, you should be nice and tall. That's when he's going to have his height. You give a guy a bracha, a cloth, he should be knocked down like him. That's terrible.
To a yoydela shezocha kono lita mimena kumis. That the reed was zocha, from the reed we make a pen, lichtoiv mimeno sefer, tell him of him, exuvim. Shemuel said in more other places there, the show the devas anivus, that Hashem likes to take an oni, he likes to take the small kumis from that, be right to Sefer Torah. Right. Kumis. That's a pen to make for the reeds. The passage says, Vayares HaKeni, that Bilam is talking now, he saw the Keni, Vayisa Mashal, he started to speak, say his Mashal, say his Nehua. All Malay Bilam, who's this Keni we have before, that goes on Yisroi, that Bilam said to Yisroi, Keni, Lehoyis Iman of Yisaitso, weren't you there with me at the time when we gave the advice to Paro to kill out the Klai Yisrael? How are you zeicha that your children should be in the Lishkas HaGozos like we had before? When Paro came, they counseled what we should do against the Jews. There were three Chachamim there, three people. Elohim, he called in Bilam, Iyod, the Yisroi. Those are the three people. Bilam Shayot, Bilam said, wipe out the Jews, never. What was his punishment? Terribly was killed. Eve Shoshosak, Eve just kept quiet, he didn't say yes, he didn't say no, just kept quiet. So who do you think he's better off than Bilam? So the Pasuk says, need them be Yisurim, we know his Yisurim are terrible Yisurim. So here we learn out that it's worth it to have Yisurim rather to die. Even though, death, you don't have that much pain, but still the Keich of Chaim of life is greater. Like here, Bilam's chet was less than Bilam. I mean, Eev's chet was less than Bilam. Still, Bilam was horak, killed off, that's it. Hashem came, Eev had life. It was a hard life, Yisroel. The Yisroel, Shabarach, Yisroel that ran away, Zohar, B'nei Bonav, Leishav, 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 that was his chus. That's what we told back Bilam. I ran away, I didn't stay there. I did not want to give the advice to kill out the Jews. So the schuz there, Yisro was zeicha that his grandchildren would be zeicha to be delicious like Gazis. Remember, it says. He didn't realize it could be.
Why were you?
No, you were there. He ran away. So, the question: Why didn't? So, remember, we have before the pasuk says the mishpachay soifrim yoshva yarvis, people living in yarvots, terosam shemorfayim suchse in different places. Hey Moha Kanim, these are the Kanim Aboyim, Mechamas Avi Beis Rechav. These were the Kanim. Now, Xiv, it says another Pasik, or B'nai Kani, Chosen Moshe. The Bnei Keri, that was from the father-in-law of Moshe, from Bnei Yisrael. Is all on the era tomorrow? Yeah. Now, Vayisim Shagen, Vayisim Mashalo Vayomer, Bilam opened his mouth and said, Oy mi yichi, who will live, mi sumai keil, from the doings of Hashem. Is Amr Shum Melokish, Oy mi shemachaya atzmai b'shem keil. I write the one that keeps himself alive with the name of Hashem. In other words, he used the shem hamafirish. Like Nicha used, Amr Yad Yechanan, Oy la l'uma, I write to the umma, to the nation, she timtza, that finds themselves, the Shah Shakarish Bokul Aisa Pidyam Abanov. What Hashem finally wants to redeem his children, take them out of Golis, Oyvay to the nation that they're founded by. In other words, Mimatok Susa, who's going to put his clothing, who's going to interfere, then Leviya Lelaviya, between the mate of the lions, the Shah Shinazakim, then there, when they're living together. It's got to be crazy to bother them. Because you know what's going to happen to you. That's the smasha when Hashem finally comes to redeem the Jews. That guy and that nation that's there, Oyvay to them. Vitzim, then Bilam said, Vitzim biyatitim, the big ships will be biyatitim, Omarav, Libon Asri, that's the place where the ships will be. Vinu Ashur, Vinu Aver, there'll be pains to Ashur, to Aver, Ad Ashur, Katle, Mitlopas, Lashur's time, they wiped them out. Mikandela, from that time on, they didn't kill out the Jews anymore, but Mishabdi Shibudei, they made them a slave, in slavery. Now Bilam said, I'm going to my nation. I'll give you advice. Means what Bilam is telling Balak, what you should do, liyamcha, to the Jews. So really, amcha, what do you mean your nation? Liyam hazemi burli. Should have said, I'm giving you advice, Balak, to do back to the Jews. So why did he say, I'm giving you advice to do to yourself? Like a person that curses himself, the Torah kulos of Acherim, he doesn't like it, doesn't sound nice, so he makes the call upon somebody else. The Rashi says, the bottom Rashi on the right side, the Torah kulos of Acherim, the Kach Bilam, Lerotzim Litlois Shiflus Zeba Bolak. He didn't want to say how low Bolak was. Shehut Sarach Levakashet, as if to say, he's coming for an advice. Heich Yichsho Boy Yisrael, how should the Jews stumble between them? El Rather be Yisrael told us to this, and want to say hello the Jews are, Leimer. Shein Tzrich Lezif to say, Klai Yisrael is coming now for advice. Sheyich Shuboa B'nei Moyev, just to say how the B'nei Moyev will trample them down, will make a stumbling block for them. So that's why he said what we should do really meant what the Jews would do. What he said what the Jews would do really meant to say what you should do to stumble the Jews. So he said like this, Bilam. He gave Balak the advice. Omalehem. Elohehem means Hashem, Shalelu Soine Zima. He hates Zima. Yiznus is who? Vehein Misavim Leklipishtim. Now the Jews at that time, they loved Klipishtim. They loved Kalim made from flax. So he gave them advice like this. Nice clothing, nice dresses. So Bo V'asir Chetz, come, I'll give you advice. Aselehem Kaloyim, make tents for them. Voishiv them, no, it's made like a circus where you can sell things. Voishiv them zaynus, and put zaynus, two types. The kainim of achutz, the sales ladies that will sell these clothing outside should be older ones, not so nice. The yaldim of them, and nicer ones, young zaynus, will be inside. The yamachru them klipishtim, let them go and sell beautiful dresses, flax clothing. Now, so that's what they did. Asel them kloyim, and make these tents. Mehar Sheleg Ad Beis Yeshima. It's a long place. Nice, wide place. Make it by. V'oishiv ben inei, v'oishiv ben zoyos, they put zoyos, tekenim, achutz, older ones, outside. We'll soon see why. V'yadim of them, and young ones, pretty ones, inside. Now, v'shor, she Yisrael Eichem. Times when the Jews ate. V'shoysim, they drank, they had a good meal. Osmechem, they were very happy. V'yotz and Matayo, they went out to, for a stroll. And Mashiach said, this was the chet a little bit. They just ate and drank, not the shei mitzvah. Some, they went out, they went to the bar, they had a happy, they went out for a stroll. Yeah, okay, but it wasn't the shei mitzvah here. They shook, they went out to the street. So Merislav came, and the old lady first said, Iyatam avakash kripishtam, would you like to buy a beautiful dress? So Zakein and Merislav, they said, yeah, sure, let's see your price. So the older one outside said, Bishova, I'm telling you the exact price. But she hinted, I see interest, that there's another one inside, another sales lady inside, maybe they get a better bargain there. So they want to introduce her to the zone inside. The older, the one inside, the younger one, the nicer one inside, said, and there is, labor pork was a little bit cheaper. So they felt good, they got a good buy. So it became friendly with the sales lady a little bit. No, they gave a cheaper price. Now, Stein, the Sholosh problem, this happens two or three times. So they became friendly with the sales lady. They got a good bargain here. The outside old ones charges too much. The nice young chicks inside, they give a good price, so became friendly with them.
Yeah.
The Yachak Achayas was a manslaughter. The chicks inside said, Haray at keben bayis. Listen, you are friends already. You're like Hamish. You're like, this is your homie already. Shem, sit down a little bit. The ball, choose the best thing you want, the best clothing you want. They had a nice bar, a nice jug of wine there, and Amoini Goyish wine. And the Mordechai says, "V'adayin up until then, there's no issa yain nesach yet. They were allowed to drink wine with the goyim. So like the shemak, our friendly sales lady, is giving us a good drink. So they drank. She said, "Would you like to drink this good wine I have here?" So he said, "Sure, why not?" Kivin sheshosa, when the Jew drank the wine, boy, then the etzara type of znus burned up in him. Omalos, then the Jew opened his mouth and said to his young Zaina, Hashmili, live with me. So what did she do? She was all prepared. Haitzia Yerosa Mitechek, she took out a little idol, the Baal Por, from under a chait. And Omra, she said, Omalai, Avodazet, worship this idol first, and then I'll have this with you. Omalos, the guy, the Jew, still said back, Hallo Yehudiani, I'm a Jew, how can I do that? His nus, the eighth star was burning in me, I can't hold myself back now. But the eighth fatayva of the Baal Por didn't have yet. Omalah, she said, listen, what's going to bother you? Klum Nevakshim, do I really want you to bow down to the idol? No. Klum Nevakshim, El Lepia, that's all, go make in front of him, that's all, Pia. Now, Vahu, the Jew, did not even know. Vahu, any Yadeya, Shabbatos to the Kach. He thought, what's wrong with that? I'm making fun of the Baal Por. And he did not know that that's the way you worship him, and that's the way they got them to worship Baal Por. For Lo Yoy, not only that, then once they worship Baal Por, they did this chet, so they're pretty low already, they're about to do Znus, and they worship Baal Por, then she went further. El Hashani Manachto, I won't leave you, I won't let you. Sheini Manachto, I won't leave you. I'm not sure if this means after the Znus or before the Znus, but I won't leave you, I won't let you go. Achetichba b'teres Moshe Rabbeinu, until you deny that Hashem gave Moshe the Torah. Shnemet says, Heima bo Baal Por, v'yinozru levoishet, they turned themselves backwards, v'yushkutzim, v'yavosim, became like shkutzim, because of the love for these zaynus. That's what happened. That's the way the Midianim, that's the way the Midian made the Jews worship Baal Por. Then it says, v'yoshev yisra, start out, this was all Bilam's Eitzah, smart guy, give them a nice advice, how to do it slowly, clear cut case. Then the person says, v'yeshev yisra b'shitim, the Jews lived in Shittim. What does that mean? We have Lozoyma, Shittim Shema, that was the name of the place. Mishua imeno, shenisaska v'divrei shtus, they were doing shtus, that's how they did this Avodah Zarah. They came to do shtus, and the Morris says, they start to do slowly things, foolish things. They called them to worship their gods. We have Lezer, Oimer, Arumis, Pogambem. They were naked, the ladies, when they came to them. And that's how they got them to worship their gods. Yeshua Oimer, Shenasu Kulam Balikroyim. So the difference, but the Jews became Balikroyim, they saw. The Erva, they saw the naked Zionists there, that made them Baal Kroyin, and from that they went to worship the Avodah Zarah.
I can see the learning of the Baal Keri, but how does he get Arumas from Vatikrena? Vatikrena Ra'an Lezipe Elohim.
Means a happening.
Arumas.
That's the friend of Begufim, as she says, but the Kroyana Lashon.
It happened suddenly, I suppose.
Yes, yeah, suddenly.
To put their clothes on, mm-hmm. What
could be. Now, Refidim, the Pasuk says, what does that mean? My Lashon Refidim? Reb Lezer Oimer Refidim Shema. That was the name of the place, Refidim. Reb Yeshua Imeno Sheripu Atzma Medivri Torah. They were weak in learning. They didn't learn that strong. That's how the Yetzirah came into them. There's so much chance that this week's Pasha we had that the Oren was made three Kalim really. The middle was wood, inside was gold, outside was gold. So Pritzadik asked, why do you have to have the wooden box for in the middle? Bishleim with the Kroshim was only wood. Just on the outside, Mitzap is Zov. But here the Oren was made out of gold. He had three different boxes. What do we need the middle box for? So Pritzadik says, the middle box, the wood, that's going to the Yetzirah. come to teach us. The Gemara says, "Barosi Yetzara, Barosi Torah Tavlin Loi." How do we conquer Yetzara? By smearing him inside and outside with Torah. That was the goal. The goal was a Torah all around him to know the Yetzara is in the middle. But we have to conquer him with the Torah. Here that the Jews were received him by Torah, so the Yetzara got to them. Shdermit says, "Loi Hoflu Ovoi Sabonim Rifu Nidayim," from the weakness of the hands. Omer Rav Yechanan. Kolmokam shenema vayeshev, where it says the word vayeshev, they sat. Eno loshen tsar, it means bad things happened. Shenema the Pesach says, vayeshev yisro bashitim, vayechal om lizma yisro b'meisno, they came to have nus with the b'meisno, bad things happened. It says, vayeshev yakav eretz megurei ovi v'yeretz kenan, right away, vayov yesev dibosam ro'a leviyim. He spoke to Loshner about the brothers, and that happens, the yesev was taken down from the shrine. The Nemer says, vayeshev yisro b'yeretz goshen, yeah, then it says, Yikuv v'mei Yisrael Amos, his death came. Vayeshev Yehuda v'Yisrael v'etach ish takas gafne v'takas tenosai. Then the post says, Vayokam Hashem sotim l'shloimoi es hadad hadoimi. Mizera hamelech, hu b'yedem. Right away, the sorrows of hadad came upon them.
It's like comets, right?
Yes, malche midyon horgu achalayim. Es Bilam ben Bor horgu b'cheruf. That Bilam ben Bor was killed b'cheruf. Bilam Maboy Yosim, what is Bilam doing over there? Om Reb Yechanon, Sheholach Lito Schar Esrim V'Aboy Elif, Shippel M'Yisrael. Bilam went back to Melech Bolak to tell him, give me reward for the great advice that I gave you that I had 24,000 Jews killed out because of that. And what happened when he asked for the pay? They killed him. Om Mazutra Batruvio, Om around. Hainu the Yarmish, this is what people say. Gam Lozo, L'Miboy Karne, when a camel wants to come to get his horn, Udnei the Hevelei Gezizimenei, the ears that he has, cut them off. As he also, Bilam came to receive his reward, so the Rosh they killed him out. V'yes Bilam Ben Bor HaKaisim, they call him Bilam Bar the Kaisim, one of the Kishuv. So for the Gemara, Kaisim was the Kishuv, Naviyu, he was a Navi. Om Rav Yechanan true, V'etchila Navi, first he was a Navi, L'Besayv Kaisim, the end, he said, Nebuah didn't help, he went back to be a Kaisim. Really, all along he was a Kaisim also, he had before, that's why he did those strange things. He lived with his Osim, his brought down, because that's where he got his Kayach Atumma. He wrote on his Omer. He had Kaisim. Omer HaPapa. Hainu the Yamizu, what people say. Misagni Vishulti Havoi. First, these ladies were married to the princess and the kings. Ezen Legavri Nagri. The end, they came to be a carpenter, a wife. But here also, Bilma first, he was a Navi. Then he came down to use a Kishuf. Volgo B'nei Yisrael Bachor Vel Chalehim. That the Jews killed them there, El Chalayim, Mashma, a few different